Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about fear. I want to discuss fear, and I want to ask you a question. Do you believe that fear is getting in your way? Okay, I get it. It takes you to, like, step back and analyze the situation, and I know at first you're like, Ashley, where's my fear coming from? I mean, where is this fear you talk about that's getting in my way? Well, I'm going to help illuminate that in today's show because, you know, all of us have fear to some degree. All of us fear certain things in our life. You know, some of us have less fear than others. Some of us have worked on it more than others. Some of us are just fearless. And some of us literally have so much anxiety and stress and fear in our life that we feel as though we can't move on. You know, we hear people talk about fear, false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. And the cool thing about that is that oftentimes, think about it, our fear does not have facts to back it up. The evidence isn't there, okay? Quite the contrary. There is no evidence. It's not based on reality. But what? But we actually don't delve deep enough to see that. Instead, our fear makes us as if we cannot move. We get immobile by it. We get stressed out by it. It changes the way we act. It gets in the way of everything we do in our life. It even gets in the way of the things that we don't do because we don't do things because we're too scared on what's going to happen and what the outcome is. And so we do what? We stay still. We play it safe because we're worried. What if things happen? What if the wrong thing happens? What if I don't get this? What if this doesn't happen for me? All based on fear. You know, it's really interesting. When I have fear, it's almost like it's like antimatter. Okay, it's like a black zone, okay? It's like there's no gravity, there's no nothing in this zone. It's just a zone. And it's really like intangible, but what it does to me is it immobilizes me. It's like I'm frozen. I get stuck. Can't move. Stressed out. Anxiety ridden. You see what I'm saying? All that stuff at one time, and I can't really look into what that fear looks like. I don't really feel it. I just feel a panic. Okay? And that panic takes me back into a space that isn't very mindful. It's not in the moment. It doesn't help me in any way. It doesn't make me a better person. All it does is take me off target and makes me get out of where I'm at and literally question my existence. Fear to me is one of the greatest things that can get in our way of all times. Our own personal fear is something that can contribute to our full-on downfall. I found that no matter what in life, no matter who you have that is rooting against you, when your own fear is in your way, it will take you down every time. And I find it interesting, too, because I find that our fear of doing things, fear of taking risks and all that, that's a big deal. But I find more so than not the fear of being alone. is something that trumps all fears for most people. And I find it very interesting because a lot of us are in all kinds of crazy situations. We find ourselves in overwhelming situations. We found ourselves in life and death situations. But when it comes down to it, why is it that we fear being alone mostly more than any other fear on the planet? It's like we can't be alone. We've got to have somebody. No matter what the situation is, no matter how dire strait it is, no matter what's happening, it's like we have to have someone to be with, to live with, to deal with. No matter how toxic it is, we've got to have that, because otherwise the fear of the unknown, the fear of not having anybody, is crippling. It's crippling. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, being a human being myself, being someone that obviously has dealt with fear, being someone that's walked on this planet for a number of years, being someone else that's also a coach, it's also a therapist, that also gets to hear other people's passionate, real, fear-based stories as they sit in therapy session and coaching session, sitting on the couch telling their deepest, darkest fears. I have heard a lot about fear. I have feared a lot of things myself. And it's interesting because that fear of the unknown, of being alone, pushes people to the brink of doing things that they would normally not do. It's interesting the abuse that we'll take, the neglect we'll take, the complete stepping on and the beat down, mental, emotional, physical beat down that we'll take just so that we don't be alone. You know, a good example is, you know, we would rather go to dinner or lunch or coffee with anybody but ourselves. The idea of going on our own is, well, it's deafening. It's painful. It's overwhelming. It's pathetic. And we think all these things in our life, and we think all these things in our head. And so the idea of going to dinner at a restaurant by yourself is, oh, it's unmanageable. I can't do that. I can't do that. Why would I want to do that? I don't want to do that. I'll do anything but eat by myself. Oh, my God. Oh, this is horrible. Oh, the horror. Oh, the horror. Exactly. So what is it that we have to deal with? What is it that we're going through? Why do we have to go through this? And why is it that we would rather eat dinner with somebody that we can't even stand? Because we don't want to eat by ourselves. Wow. Well, this is quite a conundrum that we found ourselves in. Interesting. What do we do? How do we deal with it? How do we get over it? And how do we move on? But, you know, the idea of eating by ourselves is just one thing about fear. Living by ourselves is something totally different, okay? How many people do you know go from relationship to relationship, not spending time with self, not getting to know one another, not getting to know themselves at all, and instead just going from relationship to relationship and wondering why the relationships are what? Well, toxic. Why they don't seem to work. Why they seem to be very similar. You know what I'm saying? What about somebody or some people you know that seem to go from marriage to marriage, right? Okay. You know what I'm getting at. Relationship to relationship, constantly moving in with somebody, constantly dating somebody over and over and over again. The repetition is mind-blowing. Okay. But you know, Live Your True Life Perspectives is not a judgment zone. We are a judgment-free zone. There's no judgment here. It's just discovery and illumination, allowing us to see the true picture is what this show is about. To see the true picture, to realize the reality that is life. And I find it interesting because when we're able to actually see what our life looks like in real life and understand why we do what we do, we're able to then what? Open our eyes to a new amazing reality. But it's not until we actually illuminate and allow ourselves to see it can we make changes to it. And it's not until we allow ourselves to not be so riddled in fear can we actually make those changes. Because as you and I both know it, fear is that big black monster that you can't see. You can't make it out. It has no face. And you're too scared to even go there. You remember when you were a kid and you had a nightmare or you thought there was somebody under your bed or there was something under your bed and that fear was so, it was jacking you up so much and it was making you so anxiety ridden and you're like stressing out and you felt like something was under your bed. So instead of looking under your bed, what did you do? You either like freaked out and you sat on top of your bed in like a ball, like rolled up in a ball, or you jumped off the bed as fast as you could, jumped out of your room, ran to your parents' room and, you know, screaming at the top of your lungs or something under my bed. Oh my god, they come in there, they check the bed, they put the lights on, they flip the bedspread up so they can look underneath the bed, there's nothing there, and they try to scare you with like one of your shoes or something. Ah! And you go, oh my god, and there's nothing there. But we couldn't look under the bed to know for ourselves that there was nothing there. Why? It's the same thing. That fear just like attacks us in such a way that it literally freezes us in our tracks. We're frozen, unable to move. And what do? We stop. We don't know what direction to go. And then that fear magnifies and magnifies and magnifies. And all of a sudden we're like, oh my God, I have no idea what I'm going to do. And that's what I want to talk about on today's show. Is how can we be alone? How can we move on from toxic relationships? And what do we need to do to honestly live our true life without being saddled to a situation that we don't want because we just don't want to be alone? Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet-approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef-flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm examining the fear of being alone. The fear of saddling ourselves up to a relationship that's toxic, emotionally draining, codependent, just because we don't want to be alone. We don't want to deal with it. We'd rather be in the absolute worst relationship known to man, known to all of mankind, instead of actually going it alone. It's like being alone is a bad thing. And I'm here to tell you today, it's not. You know, it's interesting the lengths that we'll go to based on the fear of being alone. We will go to great lengths in our life to never be alone. I know some people that have been in a relationship since the moment they were able to be in a relationship, you know? You know folks like that. Well, the first relationship I was in was in the fifth grade, and then in middle school when I dated Todd so-and-so, and then in high school I had a boyfriend every year, and then in college, you know, and I met my husband in college, and then we were married, and then we got divorced, and then like the day after our divorce I met somebody, and we got married, and okay, you get it. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not about figuring out self or overcoming our own baggage or dealing with our own crap or whatever that is in life. It's actually about jumping into relationship to relationship in the fear of being by ourselves. The fear is what? It's scary. It's overwhelming. It's fearful. And it can be scary and sad. Because it's all based in that fear, like I was talking about before the break, when we were kids and we thought something was underneath our bed, but we didn't want to check because we were too scared. It's a monster! Well, the fear of being alone is much like a monster. We're stressed out about it. It makes us worry. It makes us cringe. What happens if we're going to be alone forever and ever and ever, and nobody's ever going to love us again? Okay. Yep. I know some of you right now have thought that before, and you're like, oh my God, she's reading my mind again. Okay. So what are the links that we'll go to not be alone? Well, you know the links. We'll go through abuse, neglect, mental, emotional, even physical abuse. Some of you out there know exactly that I'm talking directly to you. You'll go through all kinds of horrible situations based on the fact that you don't want to go home to an empty home. You want to go home no matter who that is, Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde there, you don't care. Or Mrs. Hyde, Mrs. Jekyll, you don't care. Because you would rather just not be alone, even though the pain is great. And I don't mean great in a good way, I mean great in quite a bit, large, lots of stuff, lots of things going on that aren't very good. You'd rather endure the abuse than endure the presupposed pain of being alone. You might even sidle yourself with someone who is an addict, and you've become quite codependent in the relationship, and so you're there with the addict, dealing with the addict day in and day out, saddled to this type of lifestyle based on the fact that you don't want to be alone. It's interesting how much we sacrifice so that we aren't alone. We actually sacrifice quite a bit. We sacrifice and we sacrifice. And we sacrifice so much that we lose ourselves. And the sad part about it is that, well, we've done a really good job of not figuring out who we are because we've had so much pain and agony and sadness in our life. We've allowed all this precious time to go away, and not once have we understood who we are because we're too busy not wanting to be alone. Oh. I remember the first time I was alone. I chose it. I spent a 10-day silent retreat where I couldn't speak to anybody but myself. Okay? You get to learn a lot about yourself. 10 days, retreat, silence, with just you and your own thoughts. Powerful. Overwhelming. Can make you scared, but it really is profound. Okay? I know some of you are probably like, I haven't been alone 10 days my entire life, much less not speak at all. But it's interesting when we do actually do the work, the personal work, how powerful it truly is. The power of doing the work to understand who we are is what really matters. It's amazing. Because for the first time, we've decided that, you know what? I'm tired of sacrificing and doing stuff that I don't want to do because I just don't want to be alone. It's interesting when we finally make the pact and tell ourselves, well, you know what? I value myself more than this. I value myself at such a high level that I'm actually going to put the work in there. I'm actually going to do it. And I'm going to figure out how to move away from the situation that I'm in to do what's right by me, make an actual wise choice, choose wisely, and do what I need to do. It's interesting because the perceived idea of being alone is greatly different from what it truly is. You know, fear is like that. It masks the reality of things. It makes things look way worse than they are. And it's interesting because the perceived concept of being alone is like sad and depressing and isolating, and I'm never going to have anybody, and I might as well go in and join a convent, or I might as well be a monk because nobody's ever going to love me again. I might as well just, you know, pack it up. I'm all washed up. Nothing's going to happen. I might as well just go die. And that is just definitely not what it means to be alone. And you know me on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Ashley's always going to give you a new perspective, something that's spot on, but not necessarily something that you've been told, not necessarily something that you've even heard. Because, you know, the truth is kind of all around in the ether, right? And the truth is not ever connected to fear. When we're in a fear-based situation, when we are stuck in fear, the truth and what's right is usually overlooked. It's overlooked because, you know what? Life, when you're in that fear and you got that adrenaline, you got all that stuff, it's a fight or flight mode. You're not over there thinking, well, you know what? If I do this and do that, you know, the square root of this is that. Da, da. No, you're thinking like, holy crap, I just got to live. I just got to live another day. It isn't like, well, you know what? I really need to focus on this. And if I really extrapolate that and I become more mindful of my daily... No! And so let's talk about what being alone really is. What it actually looks like. And how to get real. You know, what it really is to me is more of a leader. Being alone is being a leader. When was the last leader you looked up to? When was the last one surrounded by a boatload of other people? Never. until they got famous, and then everybody jumped on the bandwagon, you know? It's like when you have that favorite team that's lost for the last 15 years. You're the Lone Ranger out there, Tonto. You're the Lone Ranger out there, leader. And then they win, and everybody goes crazy. And you were there, and then all of a sudden, everybody at work has the team shirt on. The same people that talked about how they were losers. Okay, if it's sports, if it's work, if it's figuring out who you are, if it's finding the cure for cancer, as a leader, you've got to move forward and do your thing. And you can't be held back by other people that don't have exactly at heart what is needed for you. Do you see what I'm saying? A leader doesn't, like, saddle themselves to a negative situation. A leader doesn't stay in an abusive relationship. A leader doesn't stay in a relationship where there's all this sacrifice that goes against what's best for them. A leader will eventually what? Move on. Based on the fact of a losing proposition. A leader is someone that actually gets to know who they are and actually cares about their future and wants to make changes, no matter how scary it may look, because it is what? It is new terrain. Anytime we do new stuff, anytime we have to walk or track new terrain, it can be overwhelming and scary. And it's also life-changing and profound in our day-to-day life. We've got to let go of the things that are holding us back, the things that are keeping us away from who we need to be, and that begins with letting go of fear. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel. Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about fear, the fear of the unknown, the fear of being alone, why we fear it so much, the relationships that we surround ourselves based on the fact that we do not want to be alone. Okay. Many of us find ourselves in some really pathetic situations based on the fact that we're scared. We saddle ourselves up with even people we might not even like because we do not want to be alone. We create and manifest these relationships after relationships after relationships so we don't have to learn about ourselves and we can point blame at them. Well, at least I'm not as bad as they are. And it's interesting how we can literally get so off target with who we are based on the fact that we are surrounded by these relationships, these toxic relationships, because we don't want to be alone. We'd rather go home and have our spouse of however long that we don't get along with throw our stuff out on the front lawn and deal with that once every 2 months than deal with the fact that we got to get real and move on and figure out who we are so we don't have this dysfunction in our life anymore. I mean, it really comes down to knowing thyself, caring enough about thyself to actually do what's right by thyself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we got to do for ourselves. We got to create. We got to matriculate things that matter. And we also got to do what's right for ourselves. And I think it's so important. But I think it gets lost in the shuffle quite a bit. I think that the fear factor and fear is a big deal. And the fear of being alone, I think, is one of the biggest fears that people have in the entire world. Because it's scary. And it's something that most people don't have much practice doing. And, you know, I've had that fear where I didn't want to be alone. And I just get myself into a relationship. And, oh, my Lord. Oh, for the love of humanity. The drama. The horror. Oh, God. You know. But I figured it out. And literally, it all kind of came about at this point. And I want to share my personal story with you so that you get a better idea of where I'm coming from when I'm talking about this. Because anybody can tell you that it's not a big deal. Don't worry. You'll be okay. No, I'm talking about this from actual experience. Okay? I mean, not just, oh, I was on my own for a day. Okay, yeah, great. So I was getting out of a relationship, and it was not a good one. And I'm not gonna say anybody's name. It wasn't a good relationship. And you know, there was stuff on both sides. It wasn't just him. It wasn't me. Anyway, and I remember I was regrouping my life. And I said, you know, at first I was thinking about jumping into another relationship. And something just told me, don't do it. Just don't. Just don't. Just take some time and get to know who you are. And I remember I kind of thought at first that this was going to be like a week. You know what I'm saying? We all get these grand ideas. Well, if I take a whole week off, this could be a big deal. I mean, you're not really thinking about timing, but you're really not thinking about timing. You're not thinking this is going to be a long, drawn-out process. You're thinking, in a week or two, I'm going to be fine. I'll be back to normal. Life is going to be sane. And So I went about 3-4 weeks, and I remember I decided to go out that night on my own, and I did, and I met somebody, and they were asking me out, and I said, you know what, I'm going to be really honest with you. I'm not dating anybody. I'm not looking for anything. I'm really taking a hiatus away from having any sort of relationship, and I just want to be on my own. So if you want to be my friend, great. If you don't, it's no big deal, but this is where I'm at, and I wish you the best of luck. And that is how I was living my life, and it worked out, and everything was working out great. I had a lot of friends and everything, but I was dating nobody. There was no sex at all, and I was really focused on what I needed to do. And I kept doing that, and I was, at first, it was a painful process. At first, because I didn't want any distractions. I wasn't trying to distract myself. So there was a time in the very beginning where I didn't even go out or spend time with friends. I really just did not want the distraction. And that part of being alone was critical. But it was also very scary because I wasn't used to it. It was kind of sad. And it kind of, it was really different. And I remember, like, you know, after work going home and thinking to myself, man, I hope my phone rings. I hope somebody invites me to something. But I was like, no, that's not what we're doing here. And so it took me a while to get over that I want the phone to ring thing. And then finally I was like, you know what, I should cook myself some dinner. So I remember, like, the first time going to the store and buying some stuff instead of just going through the drive-thru, and I actually made myself some dinner. Was it great? Probably not. I don't really remember it, but I wasn't much of a cook then. But I really actually went out of my way to cook something, and it actually felt good. And then I remembered I kind of graduated, like, month one or two, and I actually bought one, a little candle. Yeah, and I lit it for myself while I ate. I know that sounds like, to some of you, you're like, holy hand grenade, that's a big deal. And for some of you, that's like, that's nothing. But I was one of those people that, you know, I didn't do a lot for myself. It was all about show. It was all about whoever I was with. It wasn't for me. And I think that is a profound statement. I think it's highly profound because I think many of you out there are in the same boat. So I remember getting that candle. It was a big deal, and I made a dinner for myself, and I remember I picked out a movie to watch, and I was watching the movie, and that was the first night that I misplaced my phone. So before, the phone had always been by my side, but this time I forgot where I'd put my phone in the house. I couldn't find it. And it's funny because I had left the phone when I first got home. I had, you know, changed my clothes and I had left the phone in the bedroom. And it was a good 2 hours before I realized the phone was not with me. And before, the phone was always in my hand, in my pocket, or right next to me on the couch. And that's when I realized I was beginning to graduate from being totally about everybody else and not about me to actually doing something. And, about a month later after that, I finally went out and I was meeting some people, doing stuff and all that good stuff. But the thing was, is this, I still didn't date and I still was not being sexually, I wasn't having sex. I really wanted to get to know myself. And I did this for almost the period of a year. And that might be too long for some of you. I don't think it is. I think it was profound for me. I think it was life-changing, life-altering. I don't think it was. It was life-altering. And it helped me to figure out who I am. And it helped me to identify the pitfalls and the baggage and the stuff that I had. And it also helped me to identify the things that I brought to the table. It also identified the things that I would not deal with, the things that I was not going to sacrifice. I also realized the abuse and the situations that I went through in past relationships. I also realized how I might have abused other people as well, taking them for granted. You see what I'm saying? And all this came about because I literally spent time on my own without having to fill every minute of every hour with mind, you know, numbing stuff and other people. I was actually beginning to know who I was. And the fear of being alone dissipated. And it became something that I actually liked to do. I did not mind being alone. I didn't. It was actually kind of cool. Because I wasn't having to forfeit what I wanted to do based on the fact that somebody else didn't want to do it. And I just had to hang out with them because I couldn't be alone. So there I am, like, over there going, well, okay. I mean, how many of you went out and did something that you didn't even want to do because you just didn't want to be alone? And this person didn't want to do anything that you wanted to do. So you had to suck it up and deal with it. So I didn't have to do that anymore. And it was nice. It was real nice. And then I began to realize that this is what a leader does. A leader does what the leader wants to do. Doesn't follow, doesn't have to make all these sacrifices based on stuff because they didn't want to deal with being alone. It is really a powerful place to be. And then I realized the power that I had from doing this. And I realized what I learned. And I was learning stuff and processing stuff every day. And it was a powerful position to be in. And it was awesome. And I, for one, am happy that I had this experience. And I literally tell anybody I can, clients and friends, anybody, to try it out, because it'll be some of the most profound moments you will have in your entire life. And you can take it with you for the rest of your life. And you'll offset some of the pain and agony otherwise that you would have. Some of you say you took a year off. I'd say I took a year off at the exact right time in my life so that I could do what I needed to do. Now, I didn't take a year off from work. I took a year and I actually learned about myself. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. Live your true life perspectives. We'll be back in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs too. It's vet approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. we can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about the fear of being alone. Why we fear it, the relationships that we saddle ourselves up to, and the fear of being alone, and what we can do to actually deal with this and not be so fearful of living our true life and going on it on our own. You know, it's interesting because we find ourselves in those toxic relationships and we saddle up to them because we don't want to be alone. But when we're not trying this out, we're not leading our own life. We're actually a follower, codependent in our own life, not being able to actually live our true life. We avoid learning about ourselves. We avoid being truthful and honest. And we are not treating ourselves with full-on love and respect, unconditional love and respect, when we saddle ourselves up with these types of things. Being abused and neglected, emotionally, physically, mentally abused, dealing with these addictions and this sort of thing, and saddling ourselves up to that is not showing ourselves love at all. It's showing ourselves disrespect and hate. And what we're doing is we're avoiding the inevitable. We're avoiding the inevitable of actually embracing our life and living our one life to live. Eventually, we all have to learn about ourselves. Eventually we do. You can do it now or you can do it later. You can do it now or you can do it later. I would do it as soon as you can. Okay. It ain't going away. And it just gets worse. It just gets harder and harder and harder and harder. And the fear gets like stifling. The fear gets so overwhelming. It's almost hard to breathe the longer you wait. The longer you wait, it's like gets harder to breathe. And I want to share with you one thing real quick that you might not be aware of, is that there are always going to be excuses. There will always be excuses for not leaving situations in your life. These excuses can pertain to, but are not limited to, money, security, marriage, children. All kinds of other codependent reasons. And I'm not pointing, I'm not sharing blame, I'm not blaming or judging anybody in the situation. I'm just saying we all have our excuses, no matter what they are, based on the fear factor. You know, whether it's money, well, we might have to figure out how to make more money. If it's security, it's about creating our own security in our own lives. If it's about the children in the marriage, I'm sure that the children to some degree know if the marriage is falling apart, that the marriage is falling apart. Staying in the marriage just for the children doesn't make any sense. And there's a lot of other excuses that we will come up with. Why? Because we're scared to leave. It's easier to blame it on an excuse to not hold ourselves responsible, because then again, it keeps us from living our true life. It keeps us in that fear factor. It keeps us in the dark. And it keeps us from making the decisions we need, those decisions that we must make to actually change our life. You know, it's interesting because the one thing that I've really found out while living my life is that regret knows no boundaries. Okay, regret is one of those things that it's like, It sticks around, okay? Regret is one of the things, it will plague you the rest of your life until you do what's right by yourself. It will plague you. It will hurt you. It will mess with your head. It'll do all kinds of horrible things when you create all these excuses in your life. And these excuses mount up and mount up. And what happens is eventually that regret's going to be so bad in your life that it's going to be hard to figure out where to start, where to begin, and what changes that you need to make. So when we think about it, do we want to keep making the excuses? Or do we once and for all want to stand up and realize that, you know what, we're going to have a lot of regret if we don't do something, so we might as well figure out what to do now. And, you know, I found out, too, that, you know, we've learned a lot of this. It's not just our fault, okay? And I'm not trying to, you know, to give blame somewhere else. But what I'm saying is that we've learned this from watching our family. When we were kids, we've learned this from mom, dad, or family members or whatever, like the relationships that they stayed in that was painful and emotionally, you know, quite bad, and the things that weren't working. And when you hear people saying, well, I'm going to make it work, or, you know, I got to stick in it because I don't believe in divorce or whatever. And, you know, kudos on the fact of not believing in divorce, but isn't there a time when you just want to do what's right by you? And isn't there a time when you need to kind of sit back and say, hey, what am I doing to contribute to the negative factor of this relationship? And better yet, why am I in this relationship? Because it's really sucking my will to live. Why would I saddle myself up to this except for the fact that I'm sadistic and the fact that I don't really care about myself? And why do I not really care about myself? Because I've never actually unconditionally loved myself. And why have I never unconditionally loved myself? Because I didn't know how. Why was that? Because I actually looked at other people to love me, and I actually defined myself based on that love, and then I would jump through as many hoops as I can to get their love, and I never thought about the fact that I should love myself. Oh, what do we have for Johnny? Well, you know what? I got more than parting gifts on this deal. That's the train of thought that goes along with the process. It's time to train ourselves to get off that train, to get out of that thought, and to move on into a different reality. We owe it to ourselves. Because we have to realize that it's not based on the love from others, it's based on our love, and our love becomes the basis of who we are, unconditionally accepting ourselves and loving ourselves. And once we figure out how to do that, and that's based on time by yourself, not saddling yourself up to other people, not being in abusive relationships, believing in yourself, loving yourself enough to spend time alone to get to know yourself, and then and only then will you figure this out. And then when you do figure it out, you get the grand prize. And then the other love from other people is awesome. It's just like sprinkles on top of the ice cream. But you know what, my dear? You are the ice cream. Not them. Because when somebody else decides to leave your life, you don't want them taking the ice cream with them, do you? It's not about somebody coming in and bringing you happiness, and then when they leave, they take it with them. It's not that. It's about you bring yourself happiness based on your own unconditional love that you have for yourself. And then you bring that unconditional love into other relationships and every other relationship. And whether or not somebody understands it or not is not to really be determined. But then you find out the people that are your tribe that understand, that unconditionally love you. And then you find the righteous based on the fact of actually figuring out who you are. If you don't know who you are and you haven't found the righteous, you can't find the righteous in other. It doesn't exist. You can only see in others what you see within yourself. Don't forget to live your true life. And me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.